listener production.
Hi, it's Andrew Shaw with you. Visi workers in Shepparton demanding a pay rise in line with inflation will again walk off the job from today, in industrial action expected to drag on another week. The Australian Manufacturing Workers Union's Danny Miller says there will be a can shortage at this rate.
The cans in the warehouse are drawing up to some customer-based companies. They've almost exhausted what they've got in there, and with very limited manufacturing conducted because of the stoppages, it is going to start to hit those companies undoubtedly this week and the next week.
Visi have been approached for comment. A toddler had to be flown to the Royal Children's Hospital in Melbourne yesterday from Shepparton. Emergency services attended the Pine Lodge property yesterday morning, where paramedics resuscitated the child. It's believed they were rescued from an irrigation channel, but fortunately the hospital indicated yesterday afternoon the toddler's condition had stabilised. There are forecasts of a further slowdown in regional property prices, with a new report predicting a national downturn of between 7 and 10% this year. We're expecting demand for regional properties leading to cooler market conditions. PropTrack's Cameron Cusher says regional house prices have held up better than the capital cities thus far.
But we don't expect that they're going to be immune from the falls. Prices regionally are down 2.4% from their peak, and we expect a further slowdown this year. Falls in line with capital city expectations, although we wouldn't be surprised if they were to see slightly larger falls.
And finally, a man who allegedly took cash for unfinished concrete works has been arrested and charged by police. Benalla detectives made the arrest yesterday. It's alleged the 47-year-old received more than 120 grand from his victims, including some in Benalla and in Shepparton. He'll face a committal mention at Wangaratta Magistrates in May. Let's look at some sport, and Josh Eyre is off to the Warragul Industrials this season while he attempts to reclaim an AFL position. The former number 39 draft pick is joining the local squad from Essendon, and although he's committed to VFL, where he can, he'll be playing for the Gippsland side.